Chapter 7. And the Lord said to Noah, "You and all your house come into the ark, for I have seen righteousness in you in this generation. Of every clean beast you shall take by sevens, the male and his female, and of beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. Of fowls also of the air by sevens, the male and the female, to keep offspring alive upon the face of all the earth. 7 days from now I will cause it to rain upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights, and every living thing that I have made I will destroy from off the face of the land." And Noah did according unto all that the Lord commanded him. And Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters came upon the earth. And Noah went in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him into the ark because of the flood waters. Of clean beasts, and of beasts that are not clean, and of fowls, and of everything that creeps upon the earth, there went in two by two to Noah into the ark, the male and the female, as God had commanded. And it came about, after 7 days, that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain fell upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. On the very same day ended Noah, and Shem, and Ham, and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife, and the three wives of his sons with them, into the ark. They, and every beast after its kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth after its kind, and every fowl after its kind, every bird of every sort. And they came to Noah, and into the ark, two by two of all flesh that has the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God had commanded him. And the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased, and raised up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth. And the waters prevailed, and increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went upon the face of the waters. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. The waters prevailed 15 cubits upward, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl, and of cattle, and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creeps upon the earth, and every man. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, and the creeping things, and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days.